Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Mem Dalet, and we are starting Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the last two words on the Amud, and the Vilna's daf. It's right at the beginning of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilui Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Maishe Hartnis Shama Shana Heaven Oliyah. And the Gemara says Nischal Fulai. Some say there's really a different girsa, and we should just be quoting the end of the Mishnah because that's really what we're talking about. We're referring to the case where the father had told his son, "I have two mana of Ma'aser Sheni over there," and the son comes and sees that there's only one mana. And now we discuss this in light of a different Mishnah. Taman Tanin over there we learned in a Mishnah, and this has to do with Yontif. We know that one is allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif. However, he has to be menzamen it. He has to prepare it beforehand, so it's not considered muktzah. And what did this fellow do? Zimin shchayrim matzah levanim, levanim matzah shchayrim. He designated black doves or pigeons before Yontif, and then when he came to the dove cote where they live on Yontif, he saw there was white ones, or he had designated white ones and he found there was black ones, or shnayim matzah shleisha. He had designated two and he found three. Asurin, in all these cases, it's asur, he's not allowed to eat them, and that's because in the first case, when the color was switched, well, obviously these are different ones, and so they're muktzah, and even the later one where he had designated two and he found three, Mimanav Shach, if two out of three are the ones that he designated and one is just a new one that flew in, well, he doesn't know which one is the new one, so he can't take any of them. And there's also a possibility that the two that he designated flew away and these are three brand new ones. However, Shleishu Matzah Shnayim Mutarin. If he had designated three and then on Yontif he comes to Dovecote and he finds that there's two, they're Mutar because we assume that only one of them flew away and these two are still the original ones that he designated. Now, Rav Yaakov Racha says, B'shem Rabbi Yasa, the Rebbe he, this is Shitas Rebbe, the Tani, because we had learned, Masayim Matzah Mana. Person had 200 of Ma'aser Sheni and he found only one mana. Hamana Nital, we say that the other mana was just taken away and the one that's here is one of the original ones that's remaining and therefore it's Ma'aser Sheni. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe. However, Chamar Milcham say Chulin. This one mana that's here is Chulin because we assume that the two mana of Ma'aser Sheni that were originally here were taken away and this is a brand new one that was put here, which is Chulin. But then Chazav Amar, he went back and said that actually Divrei Akolhi, this Mishnah is according to everybody, it's not just Rebbe. Why is that? Shani Hibigazalin Shadak and birds are different because they fly away. And so therefore it's likely that only one bird flew away and the two remaining ones are from the original ones that he designated. And even the Chum agreed to that. Whereas money doesn't move by itself. And so it has to be that if one mana is missing, someone came along and took that mana, and it's not likely to say that he took only one. It must be that he probably took both of them, and this one mana that we have here is a totally different one and it's Chulin. So actually these two cases are different. However, questions asked on that, but Tani Rav Chalafta ben Shaul, Rav Chalafta ben Shaul teaches, he had darv begazalin, he had darv begazalin. That's the same thing with young birds and with eggs. And Havad Rebihi, that means that this Mishnah that talks about the birds is really Rebbe. Because maybe by birds, you're able to say that one bird flew away and two of the original ones are still here. But in terms of eggs, you can't say that the egg ran away. And nonetheless, as Rav Chalafta ben Shaul teaches, if a person had three eggs before Yontif and he finds only two, he can eat those eggs. And obviously, it must be that somebody came and took one of the eggs. And nonetheless, the two eggs that are here are still okay to eat. So clearly, that's Rebbe, not the Rabbanon. However, once again, we flip back and say that no, there's no Raya. Who he niach, who matzah. Over there, when we're talking about preparing this before Yontif, he was the one that put it there, and he was the one that came and found it, meaning he found that some were missing, but it's all him, the fellow himself that was there before Yontif was coming on Yontif, and therefore it's possible to say that he recognizes these birds or these eggs that were there. Ram Hacha, however, over here, aviv he niach b'nai matzah. The father was the one that left it, and the son was the one that came and found it, and there we can't say that the son recognizes the money that was left by the father, which is why in the case of the Mishnah, we would have to suspect that both Manev Ma'aser Sheni were taken away, and this one mana that the son found is really of Chulin. And therefore, we still could differentiate, and it's possible that the Rabbanon agree to this Mishnah of the birds before Yontif. And now we have a psak in this case, Rav Bon Bar Kain, Amar Kumi Rav Yasa, B'Shem Rav Acha, Hari Rav Babar Zavda, B'Maiser Sheni, Kadad the Rebbe, Rav Babar Zavda Paskin, case of Maiser Sheni, like Rebbe. Then when he tells his son, I have two mana of Maiser Sheni there, and the son comes and finds only one mana, he could assume that that is still part of the original two mana of Maiser Sheni, and therefore it's Maiser Sheni. Now we have a story about this. Hare Shayim and Star Aviv. He was a fellow who was worried, he was pained, he was thinking about the money of his father. He knows that his father left him money and he doesn't know where it is. And near Leib HaChalayim, he saw in a dream, Kach v'kachem, this is how much money your father left, Umakim Plainihem, and they're in this place. And we have to add into the girsa, Meiserheim, that they're Meiser Sheni. And also of the Kumi Rabbanon, this came in front of the Rabbanon, and Amrin, they said, Divrei HaChalayim is Loi Malin v'Loi Meiridin, things that you see in a dream don't make a difference. Loi Malin v'Loi Meirid means it's not up or down, they're really inconsequential, and therefore you don't have to worry that this money is actually Ma'aser Sheni, just because that's what they said in the dream. However, Rabbi Yonah asked on this, Mitzar v'chami v'at amar hachin? He's Mitzar, he's thinking about it, he's worried, what's with this money my father? And then he sees this in a dream, and he goes and checks it out, and he finds that the money's actually there, and you're telling me that, oh, don't pay attention to the dream, it's not Ma'aser Sheni. How could you say that? Of course it's Ma'aser Sheni. If he found the right amount of money in the place that he was told that it is, so how could you tell me that it's not Ma'aser? Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Loi Mistabra Delay. It's not logical to say that he should be worried that it's Ma'aser Sheni. Rather, Behu Delay mitzdahar v'chami, he should be worried in this case. If he wasn't mitzdahar, he wasn't thinking about any sort of money of his father's, and then he had a dream that his father has money in such and such place and it's meiser. That's what he should be worried about. Bram Hocha, however, over here, kamad bar nosh hava hu chalim, whatever a person thinks about, he dreams about. In other words, Rabbi Yis is differentiating. If he wasn't thinking about money at all, and pitom, suddenly he has a dream that his father left him money in such and such place and it's meiser, over there he should be chayshesh, because it could be min hashamayim that he's being notified. But when anyway he's thinking about money, so he's gonna dream about it, because a person dreams about what they're thinking about, and we know that ein chaloyim b'lo yedvarim b'teilim, there's no such thing as a dream without some falsehood in it, and therefore we're able to say that the false part of the dream is that the money's meiser sheni. And that's a way to clarify the situation. And Amar Rav Avin, Rav Avin says, Manda Avid Yos, Avid Kreb Yosi, the one who wants to do properly, does like Kreb Yosi. And now, Memtah Alman Beis on top, we launch into a whole Gemara about dreams. Chad Bar Nash, Asla Gabi Rav Yosi Ben Chalafta, there was a fellow that came to Rav Yosi Ben Chalafta, Amar Lee, he told him, Chamas Ben Chalmai, I saw in my dream that Miss Marley, they were telling me, Ezel Kaput Kaya, Vat Mishkach, Middle Davuch, go to Kaput Kaya, and you're going to find the treasure that your father left there. So Amar Lee, Rav Yosi Ben Chalafta asked him, Azla Avoy Dahu Gavril Kaput Kaya, Min Yoimai, did the father of this fellow, meaning did your father ever go to Kaput Kaya in his whole life? So Amrlay, the fellow told him, Loi, my father was never in Kabad Kaya. Amrlay, so Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta told him, Ezel money, Eser Sharyon Goy Beisech, go to your house and count 10 ceiling beams, V'at Mishkach Midl Davuch, Kapa de Kairia. You're going to find the treasure their father left underneath that 10th ceiling beam. And that's what you saw in the dream. You didn't see Kapad Kaya, which is a place, you saw Kapa de Kairia underneath the ceiling beam. And that's where the treasure is. Another story, Chad Bar Nash, Asal Gabay Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, a fellow came to Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, Amrlay, he told him, Chamas Bechalmai, I saw in my dream, Lavish Chad called Zayas, I was wearing a crown made out of olive leaves. So Amrlay, he told him, the At Misrayim Malabasar Yaimin, after some time, you're going to be elevated, you're going to be installed in an important position. Now also Chad Chayron, another guy came along, and Amrlay told Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, Chamas Bechalmai, Lavish Kleel Zayas, I saw in my dream that I was wearing a crown made out of olive leaves. Amrlay, he told him, Dat Malki, you're going to get struck, you're going to get Malkas. So Amrlay asked Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, Lahu Gavra, Amadat Misrayim Mal. That fellow, you told him he's going to be elevated, he's going to be given a great position, and me, you're telling me I'm going to get Malkas? So Amrlay told him, Hahu, Hava Ben Itzaya. That fellow came to me during the olive blossoming season. So it must be if he's wearing a crown of olive leaves on his head that he's going to blossom and be elevated and put into an important position. But you came to me during the season where the olives were already fully grown, and that's when they harvest them from the trees. And how do they do that? Chavtaya. They strike the tree with a stick. So you're going to be struck. And on to another story, this time with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, whom we're going to have many different stories with. Chad Bar Nash, also Gabay Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, a fellow came to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Amrle, he told him, Chamas Bechalmai, I saw in my dream, Mashke Zesa Mashach, that I was pouring olive oil on an olive tree. So Amrle, he told him, Tipa Chruche Dehu Gavra, this fellow, meaning you, mister, in front of me, his spirit should suffer. Li'imehu Chakam, he lived with his mother. Pouring olive oil on the tree that it came from is like a man living with his mother because he came from his mother. Another story, Chad Bar Nash, also Gabriel Bishon Rabbi Yossi, a fellow came from Bishon Rabbi Yossi, Amrle, he told him, Chamas Bechalmai, I saw in my dream, Eini Noshke Chaverta, one of my eyes was kissing the other one. Amrle, he told him, Tipa Chruche Dehu Gavra, that fellow's spirit should be in agony. La'chaseu Chakam, he lived with his sister. Another story, Chad Bar Nash, also Gabriel Bishon Rabbi Yossi, a fellow came from Rabbi Yossi, Amrlei, he told him, Chamas Bechalmai, I saw in my dream, Isli Tlasa Einin, that I had three eyes. Amrlei, he told him, Tanurin At Avid, you produce ovens, you make ovens, that's your job. How do I know that? Tartin Einach, two of the eyes are your eyes, Ve'eni the Tanura, and the eye of the oven. Their ovens had a hole in the top to let the smoke out, and that was called the eye of the oven, so that's why you dreamed about three eyes. And another story, Chad Bar Nash, Asla Gabriel Bishmael Rabbi Yossi, Amrlei, he told him, Chamas Bechalmai, I saw in my dream, Isli Arba Udnin, that I had four ears. So Amrlei, Bishmael Rabbi Yossi told him, Maloy At, you are a water filler, you're a water drawer. Tarti Udnech, two ears are your own ears, Vitarti Udni de Garba. And two of the ears that you saw are the ears of the barrel. That's the handles of the barrel. Another story, Chad Bar Nash, Asal Gabi Rishon Rabbi Yossi, Amrlei, he told him, Chamas Bechalmai, I saw in my dream, Briyasar Arkin Min Kumai, that people were running away from me. Amrlei, he told him, Da'at Maisi Izaya, you're a fellow who always carries a flaming torch with you, Vichol Ama Arkin Min Kadamach. So everyone runs away from you because they don't want to get burned. And another story, Chad Bar Nash, Asal Gabi Rishon Rabbi Yossi, a fellow came to Rishon Rabbi Yossi, Amrlei, he told him, Chamas Bechalmai, I saw in my dream, Lavish Chad Pinkas to Trey Asar Luchin, I was wearing a notebook of 12 pages. Now, it's not paper pages. Their notebooks used to be made out of thin boards of wood, and they would scratch different things on them. So he told him his notebook had 12 pages. Amrlei, so he told him, Estava Dehu Gavra is but Trey Asar Mekan. Your saddle that you sit on has 12 patches on it. Another story, Chad Bar Nash, Asal Gabi Rishon Rabbi Yossi, Amrlei, told him, Chamas Bechalmai, Balachad Koychav, I saw that I swallowed a star. Amrlei told him, Tipa Chruche Dehu Gavra, that fellow's spirit should suffer. You die Katal, you must have killed a Jew. Dechsev, the pasuk says, Darach Koychav Miyakov. So we see that a Yid is considered a star. Chad Bar Nash, Asal Gabi Rishon Rabbi Yossi, Amrlei, told him, Chamas Bechalmai, Karmi Dehu Gavra, Masik Chasin, I saw my dream that my vineyard was growing lettuce. Amrlei, he told him, Chamre Dehu Gavra, Mefuk Basim, the wine of that fellow, meaning your wine, is going to turn into vinegar, Va'at Mince of Chasin, Vitzava Basin, and you're going to take lettuce and dip it into the vinegar. That was a normal thing to be done with lettuce, and that's why you dreamed that your vineyard was growing lettuce. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more stories about dreams. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.